Have you ever witnessed farmers diligently working in their green rice fields? Or have you seen beautiful golden rice ears waving in the breeze? God has bestowed many precious gifts upon our earth for all beings to share, including rice, whose ears are a favorite food of birds. The leaves of rice plants provide the gentle water buffalo with sustenance. In return, animals also help in the growth of the plants. For example, ducks leisurely walking through rice fields enhance the sprouting of seedlings and their healthy growth. Under the Creator's perfect plan, all animals and plants thus live together in harmony. Greetings, valued viewers, and welcome to the conclusion of our two-part program on growing organic rice. Yesterday, an expert on organic rice production, Mr. Chen Shisheng, president of Mingdao University in Formosa or Taiwan, and the Association of Formosa or Taiwan Organic Agriculture Promotion, discussed the initial stages of cultivating organic rice plants. Today, we meet some organic rice farmers, cover the latter stages of organic rice production, and learn about some of the delicious rice dishes that are enjoyed in Asia. When we're in harmony with nature, it will in turn give us countless gifts. Now, an organic rice farmer who used to work in a big city will share the genuine feelings in his heart about his benevolent occupation.
林先生，麻烦你跟我们分享一下，就是为什么您会想要从事这个有机种稻的部分呢？为了那个改善整个耕作的环境，让我们的那个环境不受到化学药品啊、化学肥料的危害，让整个生物能够跟人很友善的相处，然后让我们那个百姓或者我们的人民在吃。 那个农作物的时候，没有那种要害的恐惧，所以我们会来学这个东西。
一下田之后触摸到这种大地的感觉，你们有没有什么样的感受呢？
非常的实在，而且感觉到很自然，很健康，觉得很愉快。农家真的是虽然工作比较忙碌，没有那种都市生活的那种紧张啊。 压迫啦，你可以很悠闲的跟那个大地的那个阳光啊，那个清风啊，美景啊，可以跟他一起享受。Mr.
Yoshikazu Kawaguchi of Nara, Japan is a pioneer of the natural farming method and uses no chemical pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers in his rice fields.
で、お米が苗を植える頃は大体人間で言うは少年期なんです。少年少女期に植えますけど、その頃に小さな草があっても負けませんよ。そのまま田んぼに植えるわけですよ。そしてお米が少年少女期から青年期まで育つ間は約1ヶ月なんですよ。で、この間に 夏草が茂ってきたらやっぱ負けますのは。で、そういうことがありますのは、そしたら場合には、刈ってそこに敷く。で、そしたらその間にお米1ヶ月でもバッと、半年の命です。早いんですよ。もう体、体を作ってしまうんですよね。で、作ってしまった後では足元に草があるわけですのは。いろんな草が。で、いろんな草があったら、いろんな草がいろんな小動物を生かす。で、いろんな小動物がそこで生きてたら、
According to Mr. Kawaguchi, nature alone provides all the nutrients needed by the rice crops, and weeds actually play an integral role in enriching the soil for all forms of life.
トルは申し上げたようにお米が草の お米の養分を草が吸い取ってしまってお米の収量が少なくなるんじゃないかと、まあ、そんなに考えるわけですけども、でも自然界のことはそうじゃなくて、お米が育っていて足元にいろんな草があったら、ね、足元は豊かになりますの。それは少し長い視野で見たらそれに気づきますね。
President Chun will now introduce us to the latter stages of rice production and how farmers know when it is time to harvest the crop.
Oh, 等到这个水稻哈，等到这个我们通常都叫黄熟起就可以收获了哈。水稻刚开始的时候，那个水稻抽穗以后，那它会开花啊，它开花以后它就自己授粉了，它其实是自己授粉的。授完了以后，它就开始长大啊，那个胚乳就开始成熟，它开始有乳熟起，乳熟起就是说你压一下以后，那个水就跑，那个像牛奶这样东西就跑出来，那叫乳熟起。那个时候当然不能采收。好，再来就是等到那个谷粒变黄色的，金黄色的，啊，这时候就是黄熟起啊，你把它剥开以后，那个整个谷粒已经非常饱满，米粒非常饱满了啊，而且很硬了。这个时候就可以收获了，可是你不要等到所谓枯熟期，枯熟期就已经太过分了啊！那个时候，米质不好，产量也会降低啊。那等到黄熟期的时候，我们就认为这个是收获的时机啊。那你最好选择这个晴朗的天气去采收了哈。那现在目前收获，台湾都是用收获机了哈，就是用 combine 啊，那直接经过以后，他就把它水稻割下来，然后经过脱粒，然后吹风哈，把稻草切成碎片，然后碎断一段一段哈，然后那个谷粒就很干净的就装袋哈，然后就运到这个仓库去了哈。你在生产有机米的过程，你每一个步骤都要很小心哈，包括你到烘干以后你要储藏，我们通常都是用15°C的温度来储藏哈。那日本人通常就是把它碾成糙米来储藏。那台湾我们是稻谷直接储藏，然后等到你要碾米的时候再运出来。
Before the automatic rice harvester was invented, farmers cut ripe rice plants with sickles and bundled them into large bales. Then a threshing machine was used to separate the rice grains from the stems. Next,The grains were dried in the sunlight for long-term storage. Nowadays, rice grains are mostly dried with huge rice dryers.
So, we have the rice grains from the stems through this machine called a grinding machine. It uses the method of turning the grains around, and then it does a turn backwards, and it breaks the grains around it.
Aren't the golden rice grains beautiful? To obtain the rice that we see in markets, further processing such as milling is needed to remove the hulls after the rice is dried. We'll see how this is done after this brief message. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.Welcome back to our program celebrating the cultivation of organic rice. Now, Ms. Polly Xu from Rice Castle, a rice museum in Formosa or Taiwan, will explain how rice is hulled following a drying period.
This is called a 脱壳机，只要把新鲜的稻谷把它收完之后放进去，它会自动把稻壳跟我们的米做分开的动作，而产生出来的糙米呢，在这个动作上呢，会帮它做区分， 把稻谷呢的稻壳上区分到旁边去，然后接下来呢产生后的糙米，接下来就是碾制成我们一般家庭所用吃到的白米，这就是我们常在说的精米机的部分的。当然碾完之后，我们也要去确认在这里面完全不能够有任何的杂质，所以在左手边这一台叫做选时机。透过整个摇晃呢，透过整个比重的不同，我们呢可能有一些是小石子或杂物的部分就会这样子被剥离掉了，而产生会非常纯净的白米的时候，接下来会走到我左手边这边叫做色选机。我们是用紫外线的原理来去检测，假设白米这过程中可能有断的或者是有其他是属于杂质的部分，它迅速用空气枪把它给打掉，所产生的每一颗都是精致的白米。所以呢从之前的白米是属于人工来所挑选的，现在是用所谓的机器化设备，所以呢，咱即马台湾的米嘛是够电脑建出来了。
Brown rice, which is the result after removal of the hulls, is the most nutritious form of rice. If the outer layer of brown rice is removed, we get germ rice, which has the embryo and rice seed.If the embryo is also taken away, we get white rice. After milling, rice is traditionally packed in burlap bags of different sizes. Nowadays, vacuum packaging is used to preserve rice longer. The packaged rice is sent to supermarkets or exclusive grain shops for people to buy. Even on the internet, one can purchase high-quality organic rice.Now we have our finished product. What are some tasty ways to prepare this gift from heaven? One can make fragrant cooked rice or porridge. Nowadays, most people use a rice cooker or a multifunctional electric cooker to prepare rice, so there's no worry about burning it. Rice noodles are quite popular in Asia, with Chinese, Alexis or Vietnamese, and Thai rice noodles being quite famous.Rice can also be processed to make all kinds of other delicious dishes, such as rice dumplings, steamed rice cakes, bowl rice cakes, and turnip cakes. Crispy popped rice is a favorite among the Chinese people.
好，现在在我身后方呢，所看到的就是我们的稻香学院的另外一个课程，叫做捧米汤。在捧米汤呢，在以前的农业社会，他们都是作为甜点，就是透过压力的方式把我们的米爆成米香之后，再加上我们的麦芽糖浆凝结成点心块。这个是在农业社会非常很多人爱吃的甜点，这个脆度跟甜度，会让人家非常的回味。
To close, the organic vegan diet is truly our future, and more people are adopting this lifestyle every day. With society's encouragement, it is only a matter of time before all farmers begin growing organic crops like rice. Supreme Master Qinghai has lauded farmers worldwide for their sincere and diligent work of love, namely producing wholesome food for our daily sustenance.
Everything is difficult.Even just to eat, I tell you, it's difficult, right? You have to first earn money. And even not money, the farmer have to plant the food. And it takes many months, sometimes many years to grow some fruit for us. And he has to even take care every day. You have to water it and then put fertilizer and then do all kinds of things in order for the fruit to grow better. And then we can eat it. But it takes 1 second to finish the apple. But it takes a lot of work to grow and to produce it.
May organic crops forever flourish so that we and all our lovely animal friends will be protected from harsh chemicals and our environment will become safer and cleaner. Our appreciation, President Chun Shih-shiong, Mr. Ling Nang-fa, Mr. Yoshikazu Kawaguchi, and Ms. Polly Xu for speaking to us about rice production process and its true beauty.For more details on the following individuals' organizations, please visit their respective websites. President Chun Shih-shiong, tw.myblog.yahoo.com/organic-farmer. Yoshikazu Kawaguchi, iwazumi2000.cool.ne.jp. Rice Castle, www.ricecastle.com.tw. Thank you, esteemed viewers, for your presence today on our program. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May the providence forever guide us in our lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.